This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. President Joe Biden on Sunday offered his condolences to those affected by the earthquake that struck Morocco.
I want to express my sadness by the loss of life and devastation caused by the earthquake in Morocco. Our thoughts and prayers with the people of Morocco and my friend King Mohammed VI, I should say, and my administration, including Secretary of State Blinken, who's here with me today, is working with Moroccan officials.
Emergency crews in Morocco are working to rescue survivors. More than 2,100 people are confirmed dead, with the number expected to rise. U.S. President Joe Biden says he held his highest-level direct talks in months with China during the recent summit of 20 with the world's largest economies in New Delhi, India. VOA's State Department Bureau Chief Nike Ching has more.
At a news conference in Hanoi, Biden said Chinese President Xi Jinping's absence from the G20 talks may be a result of China's domestic economic crisis.
He has his hands full right now. He has overwhelming unemployment with his youth.
The U.S. leader said Washington does not want to contain China. Biden also said he doubts China's economic crisis would lead to an invasion of Taiwan. Nike Ching, VOA News, Seoul.
Greek rescue teams recovered the bodies of four more people in central Greece on Sunday, raising the death toll to 15 from the country's most intense rainstorm since records began in 1930. Storm Daniel pummeled Greece for 3 days from Tuesday at the end of the hottest summer ever recorded, leaving a fresh trail of ruin after wildfires. This is VOA News. Two foreign aid workers have reportedly been killed in eastern Ukraine when Russian shelling hit a van carrying a team of four working with a Ukrainian NGO. The Road to Relief NGO identified one of the dead volunteers as a Canadian, while Spanish authorities said a 32-year-old woman had also been killed. Elsewhere, the head of Kyiv's military administration said over two dozen drones launched by Russia were shot down early on Sunday, with debris scattering across the capital and wounding at least one person. The G20 summit ended Sunday in New Delhi after the group adopted a leaders' declaration that avoided condemning Russia but highlighted the human suffering the conflict in Ukraine had caused, calling on all states not to use force to grab territory. Reuters correspondent Elon Rubens reports.
The summit's document has called for the safe flow of grain, food, and fertilizer from both Ukraine and Russia. Turkish President Tayyip Erdogan said Ankara, Moscow, and Kyiv would continue to discuss renewing a grain deal that ended when Russia pulled out earlier in the summer. The summit also admitted the African Union, which includes 55 member states, as a permanent member of the G20, underlining the bloc's inclusivity of more developing countries.
Reuters correspondent Elon Rubens. Afghanistan is now the world's fastest-growing maker of methamphetamine. That's according to a report published Sunday from the United Nations Office for Drugs and Crime. VOA's Tommy McNeil has more.
Afghanistan is a major opium producer and heroin source, even though the Taliban announced a crackdown on poppy crops after their takeover in 2021. The report says meth seizures in Afghanistan have shot up, suggesting increased production. A spokesperson for Afghanistan's Interior Ministry said that there's a four-year plan to end all narcotic activity, including meth, but that could be difficult, as meth in Afghanistan is mostly made from legally available substances or extracted from a plant which grows in the wild. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Spanish Football Federation chief Luis Rubiales engulfed in a scandal over allegations he gave an unsolicited kiss to a player on the Women's World Cup team last month, said on Sunday he will resign from his position as president. Rubiales announced his resignation in a statement. A Spanish prosecutor filed a complaint with the High Court against Rubiales last week for sexual assault and coercion over his allegedly unsolicited kiss on the lips of Jenny Hermoso. I'm Joe Ramsey. VO.